Hey, what's going on, family? This is Aniso Technico Show coming at you with a hot take about that mass shooter out there in Buffalo. You know what I'm saying? So this is just more my initial thoughts, not so much of a format, but just trying to get my ideas out there and what I've researched and seen so far. It's always good to kind of give these a little bit of time before you start talking to them because information surrounding it can change. But with that being said, let's pay these bills. We're going to get into this take. So, hey, what's going on, family? So, we're going to go ahead and break this down. So, evidently, this young man who did what he did, who shot up a bunch of stuff, his name is Peyton Gendron. And very similar to Kyle Rittenhouse, he traveled many hours away from where he initially stays at to go commit this crime. So, for those who don't know, out in Buffalo, this is the East Coast, this is like a... is usually known as like the white area of like New York, but like most areas across the world or across the country, there are black communities. But this young man left for evidently many hours away, went to a particular community and opened fire and shot 13 people, you know, killed 10 or 11. That some sources are a bit unclear on how many people. We know that his targets were predominantly black people. And it was really, really interesting because when the reports initially came out, there were a lot of sources that were that didn't want to call it a racially charged attack. And many people didn't want to call it that. And some even were really, really, I can't think of the word right now, but they're really trying to push the issue. Like they didn't think it was racially motivated because they have out of like the 13 people that were hit, two of them were white, even though this was predominantly a black community, et cetera, et cetera. But, very, very quickly they had to throw that out. Because the guy, not only did he leave a manifesto, and they keep saying alleged manifesto, but he also streamed this shit on Twitch. So the dude streamed what his intention. So not only did he write a manifesto, this young 18-year-old, and that's something to really, really consider. And there's a reason why I'm making this comparison, this connection to Kyle Rittenhouse, because I've been telling you guys for a while that this behavior was only going to continue. That the fact that they continue, the society continues to sweep these sorts of people under the rug, they're only making this pathology much worse. They're only making it much worse. And these mass shootings are starting to occur much more frequently. It's like an earthquake. You know what I'm saying? You know, for those of us that are in California, you know what I'm talking about. You know, you start getting more and more earthquakes as something, you know, as it's kind of telling you something. And that's kind of what we're dealing with right here. We're dealing with a group of people that have always been unhappy with society. So let me bring you back into why, or just bring you back into history for just a moment. When we talk about Reconstruction, you're dealing with white people who are not just attacking black folks. They're attacking white folks, any white person that they think would even defend the rights of a black man or woman. You see what I'm saying? They went around the South. They were killing folks. They were raping women. Like, there was a reason. I'm going to keep telling you, family. There was a reason why Harriet Beecher Stowe wrote what she wrote, and particularly during that time. See, what we really need to do is we really need to look at the conversations that was happening during that time, because it's all about Reconstruction. It's not about emancipation. That's the problem. We got our citizenship based on the fact that the people who lost the war did not want to lose gracefully. They did not want to lose gracefully. They did not want to adjust or change their mindset to deal with the new rules, the new regime, the new America that they were going to have to live in. And they hated it. And they hated anybody who defended that. So, family, tell me how that's any different from the Kyle Rittenhouses, from this Peyton Gendron or so many others. Because we talk about Kyle Rittenhouse, but family, you can go back to some of my earlier podcasts. I documented where there were other cases of shootings during protests. You see what I'm saying? this attitude that, you know, they can't stand the nigger level, or they can't stand anybody who wants to get in, interfere with their way of life or their way of thinking. Their definition of what America is. Tell me how that's any different from what they were doing back then. It's the same mentality. And what the media oftentimes tries to do is oversimplify. Make it just a black and white thing. Oh, if it's a few black people here. Or even this other game that they were playing, they were talking about people of color on the media. And what do you mean the people of color? There was two white folks and black folks. This person made it very clear. He left a manifesto talking about what he wanted to do to black people. What he was going to do to the black people in that community. And he wasn't even from Buffalo. So what are you talking about, people of color? It wasn't charged by people of color. And it was interesting, too, because there were some Asians that were also saying that people of color, see, using these politics to their advantage, they already got a bill. Stop the Asian hate. When are we going to stop the black hate? When are we going to stop the African-American, the FBA hate? When are we going to stop that kind of hate? When are we going to get a bill that's going to stop people from doing things like this? Because they're not just attacking us. They're attacking people who align themselves with us. They don't even have to align themselves with us. They just have to feel some sort of compassion towards us, and they become the enemy. So we also have to ask the question, what is this country saying to you? It doesn't seem like they've changed much since Bacon's Rebellion. They're just content with assuaging your consciousness to make you feel like they give a damn that you got killed for one of us. They brought him in safely, just like they do everyone else. It's very, very interesting. It's very, very interesting that we continue to deal with these sorts of people, and the media just refuses to cover them appropriately, refuses to call them what they are, refuses to address what they are. There is a bit of concern here, but it's not enough concern to pull the wool over the head, so to speak, to fully expose what's really going on. There's not enough there. There's not enough to make these connections. And I'll tell you, family, I believe that this shooting is linked to the subway shooting, because I don't believe that black man had anything to do with it. But I do believe that that was a cover up. But you couldn't cover this up. You see what I'm saying, family? The fact that it happened like this, that there was a manifesto, that it was on Twitch. First of all, this dude is connected to these kinds of... And they notice, based on his accounts, they keep saying allegedly, but these are his accounts. So you mean to tell me he's in contact with these kinds of people, people talking about this kind of rhetoric, and that wasn't planned? Did we forget that this group called themselves the Silent Majority not that long ago? Have we forgotten the KKK original banner? It was the Invisible Empire. So we're talking about people who literally speak on moving in silence. Who literally speak on moving in silence. Keeping your ideas, your true thoughts hidden from the rest of the world. I guess I'm supposed to believe that so many of these youngsters are just acting out, you know, they just couldn't contain themselves. No, I believe this stuff was planned. This stuff was co-signed. Period. Kyle Rittenhouse, you can go find the videos. He was painted as a patriot, as a defender. He's a hero, and he got off scot-free. Now, I'm guaranteeing you, family, they're going to try to find a way to get this young man off. But he's left so much information, he has to do some time. But here's the thing, he's a hero to them. The only issue is that he's left so much information, so much public information. He put the shit on Twitter for people to see. See, that's the thing that's really, really concerning to me, because once you start putting it on camera. It's not so much that you're waiting for people to record you. You're recording it. And people give a fuck about a goddamn camera. I keep telling people a camera don't do shit. Yeah, it'll let you see what happened, but guess what? At the end of the day, who has to evaluate that video? That's the thing. Guess what? If the judge says what was in that Twitch video is too incendiary, he was saying some things that could be misconstrued to be something else, they won't even show the video to the jury. I do have a strong feeling because just reading some of the reports, and some of them are just ridiculous. Some of them are just coming out and they just quote in quotations racially. How could it not be a racially motivated attack when it has a manifesto, there's a Twitch, there's so many things indicating the intentions, and it ain't have shit to do with people of color, it ain't shit to do with anti-Semitic. Like, that's the funny thing. They keep talking about the anti-Semitism, they keep talking about the people of color. This motherfucker didn't say shit about no Jews. He didn't say shit about people of color. He talked about niggas. That's what he talked about. One report even said he had nigger written on his goddamn gun. I can't confirm that. I only seen that in one source. And you know how I am, family. I don't put things out there that I only see one source on. I need three different sources. Three different minds. Three different eyes. Three different mouths. Okay? To validate or to even put something out there. But that is a something. And we do know that he was speaking specifically about going to a black community. So what is this anti-Semitic people of color? See, that is the way that they water down what is happening and they change the attention. See, that's so hilarious to me because they can talk about stop the Asian hate, even though you can't even find nothing close to that. Close to what we go through. Hell, maybe not even close to what a Jew go through or had to go through. I don't see it. But they get something that specifies them. Show me where these Asians are getting lynched. Show me where people are going into their communities to terrorize it. Show me where people are showing this Asian hate. You know, you guys misconstrue hate for getting checked. Like when we tell you, hey, stop stealing our shit. Stop calling us nigger and calling yourself nigger because we can't call you chank, gook, and all those other kind of words that are offensive. That's why I said it. We can't do that. You see what I'm saying? Like everybody wants to have a hand in kicking the black man and woman down. You know what I'm saying? Until we deal with something like, oh, no, don't do that. It's too touchy for us. No, we're minorities. We're people of color. We shouldn't even be doing this. But you like to use the N-word left and right, left and right, left and right. You know what I'm saying? And you're not us. See, that's the thing. We reclaim the word, change the meaning of a word in the way that we use it to make it better. You don't have that. And you do have offensive words. You do have derogatory terms, but you're not using those terms. You're not taking the power back in your own term. You know what I'm saying? So one, you're misappropriating. You're culturally misappropriating what we do. And then you think you're being slick. By, oh, y'all say it and it's cool. It's in the songs, but I understand your meaning. And you can't even have our meaning because you can never be a brother. You don't even share our experience. See? We say that's my nigga because that's what they used to call us. But we didn't put it into that context. We made that more like that's my partner, that's my blood, that's my brother. But you have to share an experience like that. You have to have a history like that. I don't see no black folks up there trying to get on with what the Jews got on about this Holocaust. Although there are black Jews that are entitled to a lot of that stuff. Just typically, with no connection, you're not going to see that sort of shit. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. For us to try to... Like, but the reverse happens all the time. But getting back to this shooter out there in Buffalo. We know this is racially motivated. We know that this is going to continue to happen. The frequency that this has been happening is occurring like just faster and faster and faster, less gaps in between. And the thing that's really going to throw a lot of people off, but family, you know, I'm talking to you. The thing that's going to throw people off is that, yeah, white people are going to die. But that's always been the case. The history will erase the mystery. Because if you're a white person that does not have the same ideals, that don't feel the same way as they do, that you're not one of them. So you're not their people. You get what I'm saying? So that's something that we as black folks just need to pay more attention to. See, this is the white man trying to keep the wraps under with something that he cannot hold back. White people have been like this since the Crusades, okay? Since having, what was it, the fictional king. Do we even realize that a lot of the Crusades, a lot of the hordes that went down there were motivated by a fictional king that they say that they had no control over? And the KKK, the Invisible Empire, has similar rulership. Come on now, this is how they get down. This is how they are. It's either you get down or lay down. This is the issues that they have. Let's look at the history of white folks. Okay, even when you got white folks that are learning, going down to Kemet, learning these things, what became of Homer? What became of Socrates? What became of Copernicus? Okay, we got to ask those questions. What happened to these men? What was what were they doing that was different? These were people that they credit, by the way, but these were also people that thought differently from the society that they were in. Why? And how did their society think? See, we have to ask ourselves those questions. All right, just because you can teach a few to go do this, what is the collective like? You know what I'm saying? Come on now. The history does not repeat, but it does sure as hell rhyme. This is the same person that we've been dealing with for thousands of years. This is just the point where they fall over themselves. Okay? That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. They do it all the time. So this is just one example of that. And I'll even take it a bit deeper. What happened during the civil fight, it wasn't a war, the civil fight, is that they never got over that. They never got over it. You know, it was never settled. They never got any closure. You know, they never thought they would lose. They never thought that the Union would have as many states. Like, you have to think, you have to take this way back to, like, in the, like, the mid-1700s. Okay, you got to take it back to, like, the Northwest Conventions and everything like that, where they're discussing things. The South thought it was just, like, they had it in the bag. They just felt like they had it in the bag. You know, so the defeats that they suffered time and again, like, they didn't think that the Union would have as many supports from the states as it did, but they were a little bit better at politics, in my opinion. So they did. The South was winning the war, and then they let the black folks in, and they were losing. Like, so that was a double slap to the face. Not only were you winning, and probably felt like if they had did what they were supposed to do and just fought them head up, you know, and not involved, even though that was very, very tricky thing, because people like to act as if there wasn't any blacks fighting for the Confederates at a time. But, you know, that's also how they choose to remember history. You know what I'm saying? Like, when will the white supremacists ever praise the overseer? You know what I'm saying? When will they ever praise that the nigga that they quote unquote liked? And there was a few of them. King Jaja ain't the first traitor amongst us. They just won't talk about you in any relevant sort of, like, history. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it is. But that certainly happened. But that's probably how they felt, you know? They lost. They were winning. Then they started losing. Then they lost. And every time they tried to gain anything back, they were smacked in the face. You know, they didn't want to give the Negroes the land, like, they didn't want to respect it. And they, you know, they started going crazy, and the United States had to send the army down there to quiet it down. I believe it was Eisenhower. Well, Eisenhower done it, but I wasn't him at the time, but Eisenhower's had to do it. But that's the thing, like, when you talk about Reconstruction, you got to talk about the period where shit was happening after Andrew Johnson, that was Abraham Lincoln's vice president who became president, and he got impeached. And then you got to deal with the years where they're going into the black codes and different things are getting rearranged. So this is just a lot of political struggles with some events like this happening, massacres, shootings happening. And then you're just kind of dealing with more political maneuvering, you know, in some cases, you know, the presidents would just remove the protection because they needed votes. And they knew, and they wanted to win the election, so they knew, hey, you know what, we'll ignore these slaves' rights if you vote for me, or these Negroes' rights, if you vote for me. Yeah, there was a lot of that kind of stuff that went on. There was a lot of that kind of stuff. There's another good book that kind of talks about that. It's by Roth Bernstein. I don't really particularly care for the person himself, but there's some good information in that book. It's called The Color of Law. You know, and he does kind of move on the premise, like a lot of white people are, and, you know, they can't get away from that draconian-esque sort of mindset to where the law is law, and if people follow the law, then things would go right, and the reason why things fail is because people don't follow the law. He doesn't believe in racism. He doesn't believe in that sort of social structure. The way that he believes in it is that it exists within a small, minute people. He doesn't see it as, like, he doesn't see white supremacy. He sees racism as just like simply dislike or an unnatural fear, which I've heard debated against, like, no, that if I'm not prejudiced and I'm not racist, that means that I have a fear or something, blah, 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 blah. No, it's about power. But, you know, these intellectuals, they would rather explain away what the hell is going on. Because, and some folks call it cognitive dissonance. I just call it not giving a fuck, you know. That's what it really is. That's what it really is. But family, this is no different. And you've probably noticed a similar theme in most of these shootings, but I have to make these connections. I have to show you that these things are connected. And the media is going to say whatever. But I'm going to finish this up because this was more like a hot take. You know what I'm saying? But the things that you got to remember is that there's a manifesto that means there was something written down. This man put this on Twitter. And I can already tell that they're going to try and do what they can to cover it up, because even Wikipedia has information on this. You try to find more articles. This wasn't like this yesterday, but now they have articles up there. They're trying to see, we're going to figure out that it's believed to be racially motivated. It's believed to be like the motherfuckers, I want to kill all these niggers. You know, yeah, and get them dead. Oh, and we have to find out if those attacks were racially motivated, because he said some racially charging things, but we're not even clear if he actually said this. I mean, it could have been someone else there streaming it on Twitch. Like, what the fuck? You see what I'm saying? And so it's just, we see how they're handling this. Okay, know that the people in power ain't doing shit. This is for you to know what's going on. It's for you to know how we move. So I got to give you the solutions. This is how we move. Number one, family, you got to keep your wits about you. You got to be looking around. You got to be watching certain things. I hate to say it, you got to get back into that Deacons of Defense mentality, that Black Panther mentality. What we have to understand is that this kind of behavior used to occur a lot before a certain period, like the 50s, 60s, and 70s. This is why Robert R. Williams, former president of the NAACP, had to go down to the South with the guns. There's a good book called Negroes with Guns. The original copy is called Niggas with Guns. It explains a lot what are those things that had to go down. Again, I keep bringing us back to the point that I keep saying, make America great again. Make America great again. Well, you have to know something about what America was that was so great to them. See, that was something that they were able to do freely. They were able to just come into the black neighborhood and terrorize. They were able to just come into the black neighborhood, honk their horn, and you were supposed to send your wife out there in a car with all four or five of them. Or did they not tell you about that? That wasn't slavery. That was just everyday life. That was just 40, 50 years ago. Or they show you little snippets and stuff like that on Netflix, but you ain't seen the whole documentation. It ain't just people who happen to be the son or related to the sheriff or the sheriff himself. Okay, it's the power dynamic. It's the fact that they feel like I can do this to you and you can't do nothing back. It's their right to do it to you. That's how they feel. That's what you got to watch out for. That's the part where if we don't pay attention to that family, we're going to be lost. It's going to be at a loss. Make America great again. You need to do some research and find out. And you don't have to do much. You can go read Delectable Negro. Go read Ku Klux Spirit. Go read, what's another good one? Go read, I just had it in my mind and I lost it. Oh, The Peculiar Institution of Slavery. Go read that. Go read Seaboard Slave States. Okay, just get an idea of what was making America great to them. What were they able to do? You know, because the things that they're able to do, like, if we think this LGBT thing is something, family. You do not understand the entirety of their purpose. Okay, they used to have words that, like pederast and what's the other word for, because they have these words to specifically designate, you know, a man's taste for young boys, a man's taste, you know, for children, but, you know, they're very, very specific about these things. Very, very specific. You know, they have stories of, like, if you were a child and you were just out and about with no protection, you could be raped. Stripped down, raped, clothes, rather, and this would be the 1830s, 1840s. You know, wasn't that long ago. But you also have to ask yourself the question, like, if they're able to do this sort of thing to slaves, if they were able, and this is documented, if they allowed the 12, 13, 14-year-old boys who didn't even have to be a part of the plantation, just had to be white, but they could sneak onto the plantation and do whatever they wanted to a black sister or whoever with no punishment, what makes you think that they wouldn't take that same psychology and do it to their own people? You know, when we start to talk about octoroons and all these different kinds of concepts, see, these are things we're not even familiar with. We're not familiar with hypodescent. That's what we are. Hypodescent. If you got one drop of black blood, you black. Period. What the hell do you know about motherfucking little brothers going after, and they the slave masters of their older brothers, and they got to go track them down? I'm talking about folks that have been the product of incest and rape so much that their skin is just as white as the slave masters that did the crime. You see what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm getting to? Visually, if you look white, but they know that you, like, I'm not even going to get that deep in terms of the psychology on this particular episode. That's another episode. So I'm going to leave it there. But family, you have to know that we need to protect our own communities again. We need to police ourselves. We need to watch ourselves. We need to police the music that we listen to. Okay? Every time they steal our music, they're not just stealing our music to make a dollar. They're stealing our music to oppress us. They use our shit to oppress us. They use our dancing, this twerking, all this shit that we know is natural, but what did they do to it? They exploited it, brought it down to a sexual level, okay, and they use it to harm us, to destroy us, to adduce what they do to that black sister. You see what I'm saying? And just on a quick thing, I don't give a fuck about Megan Thee Stallion's heel at this juncture. Fuck Tory Lanez. Fuck Megan Thee Stallion. We got bigger things to worry about. I don't give a fuck about that bitch heel. I don't give a fuck. Because we got real shit going on in the community. We got real motherfucking threats. Motherfuckers is attacking your mind. They're attacking your home. They're literally attacking your neighborhoods and attacking you. They want to boil it down to some, oh no, it's just some attack on people of color. No. Because the typical minority don't deal with this. Black people deal with this. So it's time for us to wake the fuck up. We ain't got no goddamn friends. Stop trying to make motherfucking friends with these motherfuckers. With that being said, peace, love, and light. Thanks for supporting the podcast so far. You know, we're going to keep you up to date on this. This, like I said, this is more like a hot take. That's my immediate thoughts on this as we wait and see. But I'm telling you, what I'm going to be reporting on as it goes on is more of how they continue to present this story. Because I think that's going to be significant. I think that's going to change. I think they're going to try to find some detail to kind of change it or to really mitigate it from what it really is. You know, we like just like with the Brooklyn shooter, that motherfucker went from 5'5" to 6 foot all of a sudden. You know, they have to do what they call damage control, especially right now. The attacks are on black men. Like the media attacks are about, let's make the black man look like this. Let's like make the black person look like he's a rapist. Let's make him look like he's the racist. He's the bigot. And actions like this really, really make it hard. Especially when they were just trying to make a black mass shooter thing. You know what I'm saying? And this has to be a hate crime. This has to be based on the anti-Lynch. Oh, no, not the anti-Lynch. See, that's the part with the lone wolf sort of thing. See, the lone wolf sort of thing. They keep going with that sort of narrative. Then it doesn't become a lynching. So if they just kind of make it him about the alt-right and just make it like, oh, he's just been influenced by all this all these talking points and all this social media, and you get away from the organization of these groups that somebody's probably in his ear. Like, you just don't get like this without anybody talking to you, without you being a part of any groups, and you strap. And who are you, and who were you gonna bring this to Twitch to, motherfucker? You understand what I'm saying? Like, you on Twitch doing this crazy shit, and I'm supposed to believe, like, you just did this all of your... I just thought about doing... No. 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 And there's too many of these school shootings or mass shootings or these shootings like this where people have these sort of connections. So if you have these sort of connections, then I have to believe that these are organized, that these are planned, that these are used to send messages. And if I understand anything about the prison system, which I do, I understand that there's a place for these young men. They have a section. Y'all think they're going to go to, oh, they're going to go to prison. Oh, yeah, you just wasted your life. They're going to go down there, get tatted up. They're going to get a part of their lifestyle. The only thing that's going to happen is if they were just doing this shit because they was a teen, you know, they're going to find out like, oh, shit, man. Yeah, this shit sounded cool when I was a teenager, but ooh, you know what I mean? But then you might be, they too deep, or the motherfucker, they really get into that shit. But there is a section for these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to be touched. He's going to be protected. You understand what I'm saying? These types of people, they go into their section. See, we have this idea of white folks being like this and like that. They, like, white gangs are huge. Black gangs started in response to white gangs. That's fact, motherfuckers. Period. Period. Whether you're talking about the spook hunters down there in LA, or you talking about that peeing shit, them Aryans and all that kind of shit. That shit start, like, that's they thing. That's been they thing. Like, we keep talking about these white gangsters and mafia and all this shit. Like, did we forget these motherfuckers was in the prison? And let's also not forget that if you Italian or some type of shit, you wasn't white. White, like, in Italians and all them motherfuckers didn't become white until after the 50s. There was a bill that made that happen, that made that pop. You know what I'm saying? So you had all, so you were in prison, you had all these white gangs. Who do you think they was going up against? Hmm? You're right. Right. There's a reason why they also talk more about these Italians, these other kind of mafia gangsters. They'll give them the respect or put them in a certain light because they white, but at the end of the day, they not Anglo-Saxon. They not Anglo-Saxon at the end of the day. So what was the Anglo-Saxons doing? Who were the original Anglo-Saxons to come over here? Were they protectors of peace or were they criminals? Yeah. Yeah, I was supposed to be letting y'all go, but, you know, I just got to bring up them points. Like, that's for real, family. That's for real. So we got to be on point. We got to start policing our community. We need to start teaching ourselves. We need to drop all this religious talk. There's too much religious talk. But that's the next conversation, though. That's the next podcast after this one. So this was just a hot take on this. Peace, love, and light. If this episode has any value to you, continue to share. Continue to let people know. Because this is real shit. This is serious shit out here. And if we're not prepared, we're going to fail. Okay? Proper preparation prevents poor performance. Straight like that. So peace, love, and light, y'all. Tech out.